Montana scores a C- on a new report card for America's infrastructure. The American Society of Civil Engineers says the state's performance is average in upgrading its drinking water, solid waste, and aviation systems, but more funding is needed for schools, since most were built before 1970, and stormwater infrastructure, which the EPA has estimated would need $22 million in upgrades. Darren Olson, who chairs the report card committee, says states should make improvements to brace for extreme weather events and other environmental challenges.
Investments in resilient infrastructure are consistently proven to be an effective use of limited public dollars, especially by minimizing rebuilding needs after a significant event. By adopting the most up-to-date codes and standards, communities will be better equipped to handle disasters.
The report says updating building codes will be essential to protecting public health, public lands, and improving traffic safety. It also suggests the state find dedicated funding for infrastructure improvements, as temporary sources can lead to gaps. Montana scored incomplete in the broadband category. The Montana Broadband Office has a goal of statewide access by 2030, but it currently ranks at the bottom nationally. The 2021 Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act allocated $775 million for broadband projects nationally, including almost $100 million for tribal communities.
In 2000, only 1% of U.S. adults had broadband access at home, compared to 80% today. However, it is estimated that around 12.7 million people do not have a broadband subscription.
In Montana, only 71% of broadband service meets today's high-speed standards, compared to 93% nationally. I'm Kathleen Shannon with Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.